All right, sir, next case, 11,382. And this was the Village of Highway One. It was for the special use exception for the off-premise sign, a variance from the height requirements.
This application was tabled at the last meeting for, to allow the board to review the materials.
Okay.
That's a busy property and a busy curve.
Most definitely. However.
Well, he's, let's see, he's met all the requirements. He's, as far as 159, you know, or the 25-foot, except the heights, which is, he's asking for, what's he asking for here?
35 feet.
35 feet, so he wants a 10-foot variance. Now, I'm assuming by what he said here that he is looking at a 300-square-foot sign. I don't see it on here, but.
I believe you're correct.
We have one guy against it, right? Because he's been there for only 30 years.
Yeah, I believe he has business behind it.
Yeah.
Business behind it.
It's going to affect his business, you know.
There is a lot on that property.
Well, yeah, and on that curve, I mean, there's.
She's loaded up.
Not that there isn't anything distracting in Rehoboth on Route 1, but that is.
But of course, it's his property and it's C1, and he's allowed to apply for a billboard. He probably would. I was just saying that he would probably wouldn't be here. He said if they still had that 60-foot overlay. So he's taking advantage of.
He'd be here for the height.
Yeah.
He'd be here for the special use exception.
Exception for that, you think? Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But he'd be asking for the height here. That building, I believe, is what, if I remember my, I haven't, what, it's 23 feet high?
Yeah.
Get 25, yeah, he wouldn't even have been.
And that's what he wants to clear.
Lawrence, we have many that height down there.
I can't go by the listing, it doesn't give me the height change.
But there are many on Route 1.
There's many on Route 1.
40 feet, plus or minus.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, but we had, there's several double stacked.
Right.
From the bridge at Nassau all the way down to.
The only concern I'm having is if you have, we got a motel going up there at 56 feet high. Now, if he wants to put us, you know, he's C1 in that area too. He's permissible to apply for a billboard. Would he want to be 60 feet high? I mean.
Then we had one that wanted that had the trees, so he didn't want to move the trees, so he didn't get that one.
Yeah.
We didn't do that one because, you know, he had the opportunity to cut those branches down, those trees, and we told him that. He didn't want to do that.
Well, I think we've done it with stipulations. Like the guy had that motel, the one behind the seashell shop. I remember he wanted 40 feet.
Right.
But they put that new motel in it with that Hampton, and that had blocked him. You couldn't see his business.
Right.
So we allowed him 42 feet. He came in. But that was for, but he was, what, 600 feet off the highway.
Yeah.
So we have proof of him in there, but with. You know,
we do have a lot going up Route 1. I'm sure you all are familiar with that. I've gotten into Rehoboth one time or another.
As I recall, that going south, that's kind of an uphill climb, curves to the left, and everything keeps going up and up right there.
Right.
And it just always has seemed very crowded and full there.
Right, with signs going up starting.
Yeah,
right,
signs and
right
either on buildings or
going on down.
It's very, very busy.
Well, gentlemen, just as you consider, just remember we have a special use exception and a variance.
Right.
So those
right.
You can consider them kind of
independent.
Yeah, independently
together.
Of one another if you felt
but
they meet
we've
one or the other.
We've approved before. We've approved the special use exception and refused the variance.
Sure.
Right.
But there was testimony in opposition that would, you know, support the fact that it would substantially adversely affect adjacent neighboring properties, so.
And then I think I asked that question of the, and also the, I ask again, the applicant, if he felt, and then he felt that it would also, so.
Pardon?
For action. Your next regular meeting?
I can vote on it now, either way, that's what you want to do.
Mr. Mills, how do you feel?
I'm ready to vote.
Ms. Hutchins?
Ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. Then if there's no further discussion, if the board is ready to vote, then I will entertain a motion on case number 11,382.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11,382 for the following reasons. I do feel that with the applicant making the application, he was well aware that that would be, and I asked that question, that it would be interfering with the other business that was in the area with the variance. So I believe I would approve the special use exception, and it would substantially affect adversely uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties, would not, although the applicant said it would, the opposition said it would, I believe it wouldn't. But I do believe that the maximum height of the sign and the variance is being created, the hardship's being created by the applicant.
Okay.
So, Mr. Rickard, just to make sure I'm right, you are moving to approve the special use exception on grounds that the billboard will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Right.
But you are moving to deny the variance because you believe that the hardship is being created by the applicant.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
But the hardship, special use is affecting
the neighbor next to it.
Yeah.
Well, was it affecting because of the height, or was it affecting because it's a billboard?
It was affecting because of the height.
By the height. So
he said if he puts it up this high,
right,
it's going to block my sign.
Right.
Right.
And I think that's correct.
Correct.
That's what he said.
Yeah, but that,
that's the reason I'm that saying,
I think, does that answer your question? Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the special use exception and that we deny the variance for the height requirement. Is that correct, Mr. Sharp?
That's what I understand it, Mr. Chairman. Okay.
So all those in favor of the motion?
Let me ask one more question.
Yes, sir.
So he can put the sign up
right
at 25 feet. Yeah. Not to exceed 25 feet.
Not to exceed 25 feet. He can put it up, but not to exceed the 25 feet.
Okay.
Okay. So again, then all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Nay.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
Aye. For the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Nay.
Mr. Galloway, aye. So by a vote of 3-2, the special use is approved and the variance is denied.
And Mr. Chairman and Mr. Mills, what were the reasons for your approvals?
I
said aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't feel that the request for the special use exception will adversely affect the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties, provide as long as the height does not doesn't exceed 25 feet.
And I went by the previous reasons too that I approved the special use, but you know, for the height. to deny the variance on the height. They wouldn't have a, you know, substantial adverse effect on the neighboring property area. That gentleman, and that's what was stated in the opposition.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, very good.
Okay. All right, then, now we'll move on to other business, and this is